persecution and medical missions round out today's broadcast. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Details on the latest South Asian oppression in just a moment. Plus, a U.S. campus ministry explores some new opportunities. Stick around for that story in a couple of moments. We'll start today in India, which is forcing nonprofit foreign staff to sign affidavits promising they won't engage in religious conversion. Now, this is a tightening of the restriction that forced Compassion International out of the country in 2017. Open Doors USA's David Curry says it also takes India a step closer to becoming a Hindu state.
You've heard of blasphemy laws around the world. Anti-conversion laws are sort of the kid sister to those. It sounds so good, like we can't be forcing people to convert. But what it really means is people aren't allowed to change their mind.
Now, as far as impact on ministries in the near future, he says,
we don't exactly know what all the punishments are going to be, but you need to be certain that those ministries are going to be stripped of whatever rights they have to work in the country. The pastors will be arrested. We had hundreds of pastors who were held without trial in India last year, almost 700 in the last reporting period.
Be praying for ministries working in India. This could affect thousands of churches, hospitals, and schools.
Pastors are under tremendous pressure. We should be praying for them, praying for those in prison. There are hundreds and hundreds of them right now because they are Christians and because they had church or had a small group or decided that they were going to have a backyard Bible school. Let's pray for these people under tremendous pressure.
Meanwhile, the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups. No sign language has a complete Bible, but technology and collaboration are changing the status quo in Eurasia. Jeremy Rowe is a deaf leader working with Deaf Bible Society. Now, through a female interpreter, he says translators just finished scripture portions in Romanian sign language. Now, Rowe and local partners are training deaf leaders in scripture engagement.
We bring them together for a week-long training and teaching them about how to serve in their community, how to reach out to the deaf community. Our goal is to spread the translation work throughout the entire country.
And scripture engagement matters because it teaches deaf they can know God and that He knows their heart language.
And they have this mindset that they have to read a printed Bible, but that's not in their first language. Their first language is sign language.
Visit us online to find your place in this story. And most importantly,
pray that deaf people in Eurasia would begin their Bible studies by watching God's word in their heart language. Open their minds that they don't have to read the printed Bible. They can watch it in their heart language and develop that relationship with Christ.
And Nurses Christian Fellowship, an arm of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, is one of a kind. It's an organization dedicated to walking alongside nurses and nursing students as they intersect their faith and their vocation. Now that school's back in session, NCF is in the critical stages of new student outreach. Jenwa Tishak says,
it's busy, it's full, and it's wonderful as we see nursing students take risks for Jesus and invite their classmates to come and explore who He is and what it means to be a nurse that follows Jesus.
NCF holds regular Bible studies for nursing students, and it also provides guidance in areas that it knows nursing education is lacking.
We are able to give them resources for spiritual care, which is something that most nurses need to know something about, but there's actually very little training. And so we can come alongside them in that way and provide material and examples that will equip them to care for patients in their time of need.
Pray for Christian nurses and nursing students. Ask God to give them wisdom and strength in Christ. Are you a nurse or a nursing student looking for a like-minded Christian community? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. And you've told us how much you value this program and that it's much needed for such a time as this. So your monthly donation will help us continue to advance today's breaking stories that reveal how God is moving in your world. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.